From his pickup truck, farmer Bob Kennard shows me a lush lettuce bed at Greenstring Farm in Petaluma.
That is all old dairy ground. See, that big barn right here behind us was built in the 1800s, and this was kind of like the cow's loafing land, and all solid packed down rocks.
At least it used to be.
And so that little plot has been developed exclusively with the application of compost and mineral supplements like raw crushed igneous rock and crushed oyster shell.
Compost is the end product of decayed organic matter. Stuff like food scraps, yard trimmings, manure, or wood chips. When it's finished decaying, it looks kind of like soil. It's rich in carbon and nitrogen, with these elements bound to large organic molecules. And adding it to land that's been packed down or stripped of nutrients, Kennard says, is crucial for making it productive again.
No question about it. The application of direct bulk compost really will help speed recuperation of soils along.
In addition to growing about 40 acres of vegetable at Greenstring, Kennard also oversees how grapes are grown at Klein Cellars and the associated Jacuzzi Vineyards.
When I first started taking over the Klein Vineyard properties, we had to put compost on the majority of the acreage because it had been heavily damaged by chemical fertilizers and weed killers and things like that. But now, very small areas need compost.
They make their own compost at the farm, but they also buy from a commercial operation located in Vacaville. That composter, Jepson Prairie Organics, is one of the few facilities in the country able to handle food waste. And they get some of their material from leftover table scraps from San Francisco.
Currently, we're collecting 700 tons per day in San Francisco. And then we turn all that into a beautiful, nutrient-rich compost, which is applied to farms and vineyards and orchards.
Robert Reed is the spokesman for Recology, San Francisco's compost recycling and waste disposal program.
The program has diverted 1.3 million tons of food scraps and plant cuttings away from landfills and into compost.
And that, Reed says, is huge. When food goes into a landfill, it rots and gives off methane. At a compost facility, it's turned regularly to avoid this process. Methane is a potent greenhouse gas with 21 times the global warming potential of carbon dioxide. Earlier this month, Governor Brown signed a law to phase in recycling requirements for organic waste generated by businesses. So in California, things may slowly be changing. The big problem, says Reed, is that countrywide, we lack the compost facilities to accept food scraps. According to recent estimates, fewer than 400 compost facilities in the nation can accept food. That's compared to more than 3,000 active landfills.
So the infrastructure that exists today is a landfill infrastructure, and we need to change that as a nation.
Kennard couldn't agree more.
We need local composting facilities. See, the problem with the Bay Area composting is that
Kennard explains that at the moment, getting food scraps from Bay Area tables to composters to farms requires a lot of driving.
Every little urbanity like Petaluma should have its own composting system in order to reduce that ridiculous hauling cost.
That's what he hopes the future will look like. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton in Petaluma.